I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Big time.
Listening to the National Obsession, big time.
Big time.
Big talk, that, John.
Yeah, it is big talk.
A National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker.
And me, John Cadogan.
Wow, you were doing it like the one show there, John.
It was,
like,
yeah.
What would happen with the one show is, I'd say, with John Cadogan.
And Charlie Baker. Yeah.
Charlie Baker, exactly, that's how it would be.
Yeah.
And here we are in the Times Radio studio looking at John Pienaar, work
gets
his magic.
A lot of mentions on this podcast,
he does.
Doesn't he?
Well, that's because he's part of the show now.
I'm just transfixed by his tash.
Pienaar's politics. Nothing wrong with a tash, John.
Big old tash.
Waiting for you to shave that beard down, John.
No.
Just do a tash.
I'm not going
to
do it.
You've been to Paris, France, John. I thought you might have come back with a little French moustache there.
Sorry, like last week. There was no podcast. I was on holiday.
No podcast because John went on holiday, which is allowed during the season, John.
It is.
Especially during FA Cup week.
Isn't it FA Cup week? It was our very own international break.
We no platform the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Are we no platforming the trophy this year, John?
I should think so.
I don't think so, John. Because I, for one, am massively up for a trip to some tin pot little shit.
It feels like an FA Trophy run is probably all we could hope for this season.
I'd love an FA Trophy run. I'd love just to win some games. We're going to win some games because we are back on track, John. When I say we, I don't mean the National League.
We're BOT.
I mean the team that we follow in the National League, which is Torquay United, if anyone's not heard from us before. With the National Obsession, we are a National League football podcast. We cover every single aspect of the National League, don't we, John?
Yeah.
And
although you did have to remind me that it was Aldershot v Wrexham.
John sent out a work message earlier on saying, just have to pick a game for tonight. These are the only games that are on tonight. And I did remind you, John, that it is Aldershot v Wrexham tonight in the replayed rained off game.
Yeah.
Which I would absolutely love it if Aldershot won it.
What's?
But the best outcome would be Wrexham were 3-0 up and Aldershot had it rained on
and the heavens
off
open.
Again.
I was just going to look up what's the weather forecast for Aldershot. Aldershot. Light cloud and light wind.
Yeah, but they could have
at most a 6% chance of rain.
Floodlight failure, though, John.
Could be.
Be nice, wouldn't
Imagine
it?
Imagine that.
3-0 down.
Rob McElhenney sat there in LA. Again.
Wowie. What else is in the podcast today?
I've forgotten the format of the show there.
John, you had a week off. You've been to France. You've come back very French.
Very laid back.
Very rude.
Yeah.
Just very rude, man.
An air of sort of arrogance about me.
What is a podcast on Escape to the Chateau, John? They are about five series in now, eight series in. So they've lived there probably 8 or 9 years doing that chateau up. Can she speak a word of French?
Not a sausage.
Not a
saucisson.
Not a bit of French, no. John.
She still shouts at all those kids in English. Did you watch it as well on Sunday?
I've gone off it, John.
Speak French.
I used to be like, he's my absolute favourite. I've gone off it, John.
This series has been really I think they've basically run out of rooms to renovate. They're just redoing all the ones they've already done. What do you know what I found in purchasing a house and trying to do it up? A Dick Strawbridge makes it look a lot easier than it actually
he
is.
He really knows what he's doing, doesn't he?
I thought I'm going to be more Strawbridge. I'm going to tile my own kitchen. It's really hard.
There's a reason, John, that you get a man in.
Yeah.
Or a woman, John. It's 2021.
I think I should have got a person
John,
in.
Get a person in, John.
It's quite hard. Quite satisfying.
A non-binary tiling service might be available, John. And you have to say, they're here.
Yeah.
And then it'd be one person.
I should have just said, you're the experts.
Exactly. You're the expert. You're the expert. In you come. You're not expecting, Steve Tyler, whoever his name is, to turn up.
Martin Tyler
to turn up and produce a radio show, are you, John?
No, that's
think
true,
of the hash
actually.
They'd make of it.
No, that's true. I should have paid someone for their expertise rather than trying to do it myself.
Honestly, for goodness sake. Do you know what I mean?
We got a bit sidetracked there. Do you want to know what's coming up?
I did. I just wanted to tell you about, I feel like I should tell you about the mental Saturday night I had last week, John.
Yeah.
I feel like I should tell the Foffs and the podcast listeners that got called after the show last week, John. An audience with Adele. I had to warm up.
Amazing.
At the London Palladium. And I told you this, didn't I?
Yeah.
And we were imagining who was going to be there. And we thought all the big names will be there. Neil Ardley.
Dean Keats.
Front row, weren't they, John? Keith Hill. They'll all be there, weren't they? All the big names, we thought.
There.
All the National League fans. Big National League.
Gary Waddock.
Imagine
he was there.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that in a minute, won't we? Yeah, but yes, but lovely evening, John. It wasn't. It was proper A-list celebs.
Who was there?
Barry Scott from the Slip Bank. All the Postcode Lottery guys.
Yeah. Jeff Brazier.
Tombly Boos. Peppa Pig Lot. All the big ones.
The big guns.
The big names. Cast of El Dorado.
All came out for a...
Tosh from The Bill. He's dead, I think.
Mike Baldwin.
Dead.
He also dead.
It was great fun anyway, but look out for it when it comes on because it was an amazing show. Really was.
Good.
It would have been better live from Boots and Laces. That would be good, wouldn't it? Adele live at Boots and Laces.
Yeah.
Live from Boots and Laces.
She could have done the Palladium.
Adele.
But she's doing Boots and Laces. Yeah.
Lovely. Right, John, what's coming up in the podcast?
What's on? We'll probably just recap the FA Cup.
Yes.
Few National League teams probably did us proud.
I don't know.
A couple.
I did watch a bit of it, yes.
A few.
What else
did all
are we
right.
talking about, John?
Dave
Challoner, we're going to talk about that?
We'll probably mention Dave Challoner.
Yeah.
We've got loads and loads of letters to go through.
Oh, good. And the results of who's in Boff of the Year and who's out, John. Just because it's
not the
it's
winner,
cut and dry.
But there's some people have ruled out.
It's cut and dry. Should I wait for after the letters?
That's a good idea.
Yes, we'll do that last, John.
Yeah,
there we are.
Okay,
all right, John.
We'll
give us some news, John.
Do you want some stuff from the FA Cup?
Yes, please.
Well, of course, the FA Cup was on. This
Penmore Penver
weekend. And I think there wasn't that many upsets, really.
No, it wasn't particularly exciting. No.
But a few teams from the National League did just... I mean, Havant and
Waterlooville. Stockport won it 2-2, John.
Stockport 2-2
Halifax was 8-8 or something, wasn't it?
Yes, it was absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, Stockport got a 2-2 draw at Bolton, so they did well. Ben Whitfield scored in that game.
I'm thrilled for him, John.
Yeah?
I'm not. I wish he was still played for us. But, you know, you have to try and let things go.
I'm pleased for the man. I like Ben.
I did like
nice
that. Look, he likes a meal out, John. We've established that, haven't we?
Yeah.
He likes a meal out. Not in a horrible way. He likes Instagramming his dinners. That's one of the things.
I Instagram my dinners.
I'm banging into that. And I would like to... As we go on, maybe start a feature, which is Ben Whitfield's food reviews. Do you think we could get him on to do that?
I bet he would. Should we ask Ben?
We'll ask Ben if he'd like to come on and review a restaurant now and again. Because he's obviously into his food, John.
I was trying to think of a pun around Michelin, but I couldn't make it work. The Michelin wide man. The Michelin
Something
guide.
Like that.
No, it doesn't work.
We'll run it by him.
We'll see. Let's see if Ben
Whitfield's
that.
Food reviews
idea.
Would be lovely, wouldn't it?
Very nice.
And one thing I did see that he scored.
Yep.
Did a knee slide.
Yep.
then got in the 44th minute, he scored, and then got taken off injured at half time. I'm thinking, don't knee slide.
I've always thought, don't knee slide. It's a recipe when, for
when
disaster.
Were you injured? Pre knee slide?
Yeah.
Or post?
Yeah. It's asking for trouble.
It is.
The other one you referenced there, yeah, it was bonkers. Halifax 7, Maidenhead 4. Oh,
they obviously just went, let's go for it. I mean, Maidenhead is mental. We were 4-0 up at Maidenhead.
You did say the other day that Maidenhead aren't, but play like they're on drugs. And that was very, that was a very standard.
It is how they play. I'm not saying they are on drugs.
Sometimes they'll win 6-1, okay, and then they'll draw 1-1, and then they'll lose 7-4.
What is his management technique? I don't know. Just go out and go for it.
Checked in with Agent Allen, actually. Just go for it. Agent Allen, didn't you?
And I see Billy flipping Waters scored.
I know.
And Scott Bowden scored, John.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're back.
And then, yeah, that was Solihull Moors as well. Got a draw at Wigan Athletic, 0-0. So they take Wigan back to replay at Damson Park. Well, you never know.
Draw specialists on. Don. John Pienaar. It'd be lovely to have John Pienaar 1 week just on the national.
Should we get him on? He does like football.
He likes national
league. He likes Crystal Palace.
Does he?
Yeah.
There we are. Not for us.
Then I suppose the big National League result really was on Sunday, which was on. St Albans beating.
St Truro City was on.
St Albans beat Forest Green.
They did. Stalbans.
Yeah.
Of course, Talk United scored after 9 seconds, John.
It was about that. I missed the goal. I looked in the other way briefly and then Kalala had scored. I missed it.
Oh, Kalala. I liked Kalala.
Yeah.
I liked him. And then we seem to have fallen out with Kalala.
Yeah.
Irreparably.
I think so. It seems pretty irreparable from where I'm sat.
I don't know where he's playing now or anything like that. Did you see him when you were in Paris, John?
I didn't, actually.
Didn't see Calvin?
No. No sign of Calvin.
It's a shame.
No sign of...
Thought that's why you'd gone.
Mariki Sarko.
Let's see if you could find him. Niche.
Nice.
Aaron Lemaine.
Any,
is that all the news, is it, John?
Nothing happened in the FA Cup.
Nothing's
it was rubbish.
Gone on. I mean, we perhaps could have had this week off as well.
Hey, so it's still time.
No, there we are. It's been lovely so far. There we are. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
This is the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener. Ooh. When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener? Any letters, John?
Well, we've been off for a week, so we have a lot to get through. An awful lot.
An awful lot. A week's worth of letters.
Some weeks is no letters. But we do have letters this week,
lovely stuff.
Loads and loads of letters to get through, so let's kick off with John Greenwood.
Ooh.
Who we haven't heard
eyes,
from
John.
For a while, but he's always a good...
Is he a Foff, John?
I think he is, yeah.
Maybe he's heard about Foff of the Year and he's decided to get back in touch.
Getting himself in the mix. Do you want me to tell you if he's a Foff? Because he hasn't done what we always ask of the Foffs.
Put their number on it,
put his number on it just to speed everything along. That might rule
you out of
Foff 18.
Okay.
John Greenwood. He says, on the ice, fellas.
On the ice, you, John.
The last podcast brought a fascinating insight into modern day football with the snippet of James and Ian's conversation.
Yes, well, we heard, it was lovely to overhear that, wasn't it?
Wasn't it?
Was when James met Ian and it was very, 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 very interesting tactical.
A real insight into the modern day manager.
Really was, really was.
He says, I'm starting out on my coaching journey with my son's under 11 team.
And
I'm
only
at level
1
in the qualification pyramid. Okay. Nevertheless, I thought I would introduce the boys to the fifth phase stock take. Which is very much James's thing, isn't it? And asked them to cut out the scruffy balls. Yeah. It didn't take long for them to grasp the concept, and our visits into the opponent's box increased immediately, and as such, our expected goal stats are off the charts. Uh-huh. So thank you to James and Ian for their remarkable insight, and I look forward to stealing more ideas from them in the future. Up the Shaman.
Oh, he's a Halifax fan, isn't he? Halifax yes, of course fan? He is. He's a good. He's Ebenezer he's good. Well, the fifth phase stock take is very advanced.
I think it's going to really...
It's much beyond level one.
You're going to be hearing a lot about that, though, John, as you move through the...
You'll mention the fifth phase stock take on your way up, and they'll go, whoa, not yet. No. Not yet. Not for you.
But, I mean, it was also interesting that after the Wrexham Torquay game, which we haven't really mentioned...
No.
The fact that Torquay plucky old Torquay went up to Wrexham and got a draw.
Hooray for Hollywood.
It was Phil Parkinson's post-match interview, the Wrexham manager.
Oh, right, yes. What did he talk about? Fifth phase stock take,
John? He said, I never thought Torquay really looked like scoring apart from the counter-attacks. Like they don't count.
Yeah, like they don't count. Yeah. And also, like they'd had loads of chances and weren't just lobbing balls into the box.
If you rule out the shots and the corners,
you rule out the shots on target,
if you rule out shots, corners, free kicks, throws, I don't think they ever really look like scoring.
They're utter f***ing prick, some of these people. Sorry.
No, they are. That goes for all managers.
Fifth phase stock take, though. Look out for it. I'm sure it'll be around on...
coming to a coaching manual.
Maybe it's another podcast for us, John. Podcast, the fifth phase stock take.
Thank you very much, John, for your email. FOF18. A good email from John Greenwood. Ruled himself back in.
Back in there, John.
We'll
lovely.
Come to that. I'll
tell you what's good for Foss is when they quote the show.
Always good. Now, Rich Mills has been a very good Foff lately.
He's really pushing
for it. I'm not going to read his email because basically, because it's going to annoy you, because it's a very long praise of Lloyd Griffith. So.
About what? About Grimsby Town?
His Lanell John Lewis Christmas advert, singing he'd done.
Yeah.
I just think it's going to wind you up.
And what's the context of it? This is like that bloke who basically said, hello, I'd like to be a Foff. Your podcast.
Yeah. Let me tell you why Notts County are great. He was just talking about Grimsby.
Yeah. Well, he is a Grimsby fan, isn't he?
You know,
he's a good, very good Foff. I don't understand why he's written. Well, how does the letter start, John?
Okay, it was great to hear you mention Grimsby celebrity fan Lloyd Griffith's sponsorship of Lanell John Lewis.
Yes, yes, yes.
I wondered if you'd seen his now famous spoof of the John Lewis Christmas advert from 2014. Includes a link. And then
it's
later
about
that
most
season,
of his material comes from 2014.
And then he said later that season, Grimsby managed to deliver a really good football anthem, which Lloyd sung on.
Yeah.
I just think it's going to annoy you.
It's not going to annoy me. It's not going to annoy me, John. It's just like I don't understand why he's writing to us with this letter.
Rich, you were doing so well.
Rich was like one of my favourite Foffs. Was like up there.
Yeah.
And very much, he's at the moment, Wrexham or Stockport, just like in 10th.
Rich, stay tuned because...
We'll find out. The hammer may fall.
Upon us. Claire James, a new Foff.
On the ice to you, Claire.
Hello, Claire. Dear John and Charlie, I write in for the first time in the wake of an unexpected appearance from my dad, Colin, on last week's podcast. Oh. He felt driven to seek your counsel because in the wake of the Ashton Gate traumathon, I've been berating him more than usual for ever bringing me along to play more. Yeah, do you remember that letter?
Yeah,
it was a very good letter. I'd like to place my forgiveness on record, but would also point out that Dad admitted to tell you that Torquay isn't even our local team.
Oh.
Dad was born in the Bay, in the bin.
On the Bay, in the bin.
But moved to Bristol age 5.
Oh, God.
So he's back to the scene of the crime at Ashton Gate.
He enjoyed himself.
Having grown up in rural Wiltshire, I could have had an easy life watching Swindon Town.
Oh, lovely. That's not easy.
Watching them bounce around Leagues 1 and 2. But instead, I'm welded to a team who have a truly unique knack for shredding my nerves to pieces.
Yep.
Amusingly, this is quite good. Dad always pretends that he's travelled up from Torquay on away days. As he thinks it's too complicated to explain to opposition fans where we're from and why on earth we might support the mighty goals. I remember at Rotherham a few years ago, he got into a long conversation with a Millers fan, which he made up the traffic conditions in Devon and the weekend's weather forecast ahead for the Bay. At Maidenhead, he even agreed he'd come up on the TUFC travel coach.
It's easier, John. It's easy. I am 100% with Claire's dad at this.
It's a lot more straightforward.
It's just easier, John.
If you just want an in and out conversation.
It's just easier. I completely get it. People think I live in Devon all the time because I bang on about it all the time and talk about it. Oh, God, long way for you, innit?
Come up the M5 to
Long way, long way. Just go with it.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier in life.
M5,
A3,
M5.
It's just a lot easier in life. You don't have to tell everyone the ins and outs of what you do. Just let them believe what they want to believe. You're never going to see that person ever again. And then just move on, John. There's just too much chit-chat.
That's a very
live in your own head for a bit, for goodness sake.
That's a really good email, though.
I'm with Colin. Has Colin written to it? Is Colin a Foff?
Colin is not a Foff.
Colin is now instantly a Foff.
Oh, okay.
He's absolutely smashed it. He's absolutely right. He's done the right thing.
Yeah.
Just agree. Just nod and move on.
Colin is Foff 50.
Chugunk. Also, Claire, there's a terrible story in the news at the moment about the moment I met you, I swear. There's a terrible story in the news at the moment about
creepy song,
a a couple that had an IVF child and were given the wrong one when the baby was born, right? And then some, and then they've now had to, 4 months later, they've had to decide whether to keep the baby or to take the other one back. And in many ways, not to make light of that terrible story, in many ways, that's what it's like when you get given a shit football team to support. This can't be right.
I mean,
some people support Liverpool. I've been given the wrong thing here. This isn't what I ordered. There we are. We all prefer
it. Well, thank you, Claire.
We all
prefer it. Clive, congratulations on your 450.
Claire, a couple more letters from you and you'll be in.
Anyway, we move on. Lee Cloak.
Ah.
The cloak of invisibility.
Invisibility cloak.
That's when he doesn't.
Is he here? Is he not? Nobody knows.
Well, he's not written for a while.
Does he attend any games? But has he written, John? He may have written, but they may have just been. May not been able to see them.
He says, firstly, apologies for not writing recently. It's been a busy old year or two.
But I've heard about Foff of the Year. And I feel like I know what your game is.
He says as much. He says, it's been a busy old year or two in the health and social care sector. And at risk of being eliminated from the Foff games, I thought it best to make contact.
Did you see what he's doing there, John? The health and social care sector. Like, look, my very worthy job. You know, which it is worthy, and I agree with you, Lee.
Playing the old Daisy Seller card. Lee.
Imagine if Daisy Seller wins Foff of the Year. Unbelievable.
Right,
an Altrincham fan.
Anyway, Lee says, this is not my only reason for writing, though. I'd started writing letters, but nothing seemed right. Oh. Things get a little bit easier every day, but I don't think the pain will ever leave me. Two words, Ashton Gate.
We all feel it. We all feel it. And this is a safe space where you can talk to us about it. We all still feel it. It's how do you get up? I said to Sam, I was watching something the other night. I said, it just goes round my head again and again and again. Basically, because we were 100% robbed of it.
Well, the whole thing had almost left. And then Dave Challoner came up and
I was
again.
I was Dave Challoner. What was the point in you getting promoted, you prick? What's the point, Dave?
Could just let us have it.
Just let us, just give up, Dave. Like flipping Paul Buckle did when he left for Bristol Rovers v Stevenage.
Still makes me angry. Anyway, Lee does say, Ashton Gate crosses my mind every single day, I think, and I'm trying to find an answer to, is does it get any easier? I got over Stevenage, I got over Exeter, and I got over Crawley, but this just feels different. I'm hoping
we
this letter
mugged off.
Helps me get my life
this
back on track.
This is the difference. We were mugged off.
We were. It says, in all honesty,
I'm writing to Watchdogs.
Life just hasn't been the same since Matt Allwright, Rogue Traders.
Yeah, that's why I'm getting him.
Turns
dumb.
Up on his motorbike
Don't
outside
get
the Referees
get
Association. Simon Methler, Matt Allwright, BBC Rogue Traders.
Very shady. What? Jeff Stelling leaving Soccer Saturday? Oh, why? Getting out of the scene of the crime.
Can't handle the shame, Jeff.
That's what it is. Challenger leaving Hartlepool. Oh, yeah, quick, cover your tracks.
But yeah, Lee says, it's nice to finally have the season back though. Now that the clocks have gone back, I'm hoping we make a solid start off an up and down pre-season. Up the goals, Lee.
This is it. The season is starting now. We have a good squad. If we can keep this squad together now, we will be keeping it together. And that, all we need to do is win 4 or 5 football games in a row and we will all feel an awful lot better. And look, we didn't do it last season. We were about 50 points clear. I can't even talk about
it,
John.
Don't do
it. Move on.
David Gladys Gladman, the starter, the traitor Foff. Just remember, actually, Rich Mills was Stasi Foff and Gladys is traitor Foff. In response to me being given a yellow card, I assume with no hope of ever being Foff of the Year, I have nothing to lose.
Foff of the Year. It's really caught light, John, isn't it?
It really
Once
has.
Once you put a little sort of little prize on the end of it. Yeah. People are either staying quiet, trying to stay in there. Like when you ever go go-karting, John, it's always good just to hover. People always crash on the first corner when they go go-karting because they get too excited.
Yeah,
just hover around at the back a little bit and then zoom past and that's all you've got to do.
I'm there at the first corner trying to overtake everyone.
You're writing letters like, give me the fucking for the year. A lot of Fs this week. Sorry, John.
Gladys, if you hadn't remembered, spotted Super Hockley Matt.
That's a very, I'll tell you what,
colour,
got you in there.
But sent it also to the Herald Express Devon Live podcast.
Yes, a two-timer.
So
it's a two-timer. It's like Sam Drewiff.
He lists more treacherous behaviour here, Gladys. He says, should I also point out that I was out to dinner with the BBC Devon commentator Paul Mulhern on a recent trip to Glasgow? He was kind enough to mention this fact in a recent commentary. Yeah, Paul Mulhern is, I see you deployed the wing-backs there.
Oh, Gary.
You pushed the full-backs up.
You did the fifth, fifth phase stock tick.
Your centre back's dropped in there.
We need to get someone to say fifth phase stock tick in a real situation. Going to try and get Aaron Downs Gary. To say the fifth phase.
Gary,
stock take.
Your fifth phase stock take there.
Fifth phase stock
totally
take.
Totally straight faced. Gary,
start asking people about the fifth phase stock take, and people will answer it. Like, it's like you do with bands, you know, you can make bands up. Have you seen the fifth phase stock take? I've seen them, they're brilliant.
Yeah. Anyway, Gladys says, I will continue to listen even if my FOF number is revoked. It's not going to be revoked.
Not revoked.
He says, thanks to Mr. Mills for dobbing me in.
Grass. Well, Rich Mills not done himself any favours by writing a sort of hagiography of Lloyd Griffith.
It's all to play for.
People don't seem to understand the rules of FOF game.
What I would say now is someone could come in and steal this at the last minute. Because at the moment,
Colin's done very well today. He's been made a FOF. He's given great advice, which is if people ask, just nod and say yes.
Yeah. Andy Charles.
Andy, looking for a FOF. He's a FOF number, isn't he?
He is a FOF, yeah. He says, does one of you have something to tell your listeners? A new job, perhaps? There I was, casually watching the iconic Saturday Night Live at the weekend, when this little one-line gem appeared during one of the sketches. See you on the ice.
No.
I saw no Charlie Baker or Joan Cardigan writing credit at the end of the broadcast. So is there a secret SNL listener somewhere? Or while I'm at it, SNL could even be Saturday National League.
Lovely. Andy.
All the best.
All excellent ideas. And do you know what? Here you go, John. I've never watched an episode of Saturday Night Live. I always go, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Oh, Saturday Night Live. I've never watched a whole episode of Saturday Night Live.
It's really bad.
Some of it's good, isn't it? It's like this. So National League would be such a good National League alternative podcast for us, John. It's like a serious one that concentrates on the football. Because so National League.
It's so National League.
Hi, welcome to So National League.
But yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, go on then.
But yeah, have we got a Saturday Night Live FOF? Get in touch.
Any Saturday Night Live, do they listen and go, maybe. Oh, I'm going to put On the Ice in.
Yeah.
On the Ice is ours. They know, everybody knows it's ours. Well, it's Derek Stoneman's originally, who's on loan to us from my mum and dad's friend and my friend Derek.
And finally, Jack Hanna, a first-time
emailer. Two people or one?
So good, etc.
Jack Hanna, lovely couple.
Says, mid-20s,
met at university.
A few previous tweets. Just to redress the balance of the podcast, I thought I'd write to you regarding Torquay's new signing, Byron Moore. Thank God.
Thank goodness
well
for
done,
that.
Jack.
Some Torquay content. Time. Well done, Jack.
When he came on against Champions Elect Wrexham, I think based on Wrexham's jubilation pre-game that they had already won the league, probably with the FA Cup or at least the FA Trophy as well, I uttered the words after his first few touches, oh, he's an actual footballer. What's the quickest you've ever made up your minds about a new player, either good or bad, on the ice, Martin
Rice? What a lovely, brilliant question. I would say Liam Rossinia.
Okay.
When he made his debut at Plainmoor, he played for about 60 minutes and was ran absolutely everywhere. Was absolutely amazing in that season. And when he came on on his debut, he wasn't fit. I don't think he played for a long, long time. And he ran everywhere. And he went and literally on 60 minutes, he just sat down on the turf and went, I cannot run anymore. And then got taken off. But the moment you see it, you go, this is it. This is what we haven't got.
Do you remember we were at Woking away? Not the legendary one.
John, sorry, am I having a stroke? Or does it suddenly smell really nice?
It's like perfume. Yeah, a stroke.
It's like a ghost.
Suddenly,
is Lee Cloak here?
It's suddenly like we've walked into a duty free bit in an airport.
I feel like we're on holiday. Just walked into
Tester.
In the front of Debenhams.
Yeah. Why is there perfume coming through there?
Lovely, John, isn't it?
We're just suddenly about to.
Anyway, sorry. Carry on with how your favourite player.
I wrote off Ben Whitfield on his debut at Woking. Remember,
and then he scored that header.
After about 3 minutes.
Yeah. Another one.
Said,
here we go.
More rubbish.
Another one.
Yeah.
He was good, wasn't he? Yeah. But there's loads. Whenever you see
it. Good question.
When you see quality and you can tell straight away. It's like when someone drops down to play for us. But like when Jason Roberts played a long time ago for us, immediately you saw it. When Steve McCall was basically retiring but came and played for a year, you just saw him stand in the middle and knock the ball about and needs no coaching, you know. It's like when a good keeper turns up, John. Yeah, we're not being gassed or something in here, are we?
I don't know what's happening.
It's a beautiful smell now, isn't it? Really, it smells like...
My having
do you know what it smells like? It smells like my son's bedroom when he's been spraying the old Lynx.
Yeah.
Lynx Africa. Do, 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 do.
If this is the final thing we ever broadcast.
Is that annoying, John, do you think, to my 15-year-old son, 14-year-old son? Do you think he's right to get annoyed when he sprays Lynx Africa?
When you go.
And I go, do, 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 do.
He's
do,
got to
do,
know
do,
the work of Toto, though, isn't he? And he's 14.
Do, 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 do. What a tune that is. Brilliant tune. Right.
There's the letters.
Wow, what a brilliant bunch of letters.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to everyone who has emailed in on
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Yes, and thanks for all your lovely tweets and that. We're going to finish letters here, John. Let's do
see
the
who's
Fosken.
In, who's so, out.
The National Obsession.
It's time for Foff Games. Who's in and who's out, John?
Yeah.
So I think we'll do it is... Do you want to read the list
read
and we'll discuss as we go?
One,
do you want to go 1 to 50
yeah.
or 50 to 1?
Should we go 50 to 1?
Okay.
I can't remember Colin's name.
Colin.
Colin. Clyde? No, Colin James.
Look, thing is with Colin, we know he's an easygoing guy. If you said to Colin and said any old surname, he'd just go, yeah, that's
yeah,
my name.
Yeah, it's fine.
And I, for one, I'm here for that. I know he's
I
like a newcomer,
yeah.
but he's in, John, and he's still in Foff Games. He's in.
Still in. Foff 1089 is Nigel Adderley.
Nigel is always yep. in. Of course Nigel's in. But if celebrity Foffs are allowed to be in, I think they're... Because, sorry, Gary Johnson would
Golden
just win.
Golden Foff 1 is Gary Johnson. So is he in?
Maybe Golden Foff 1 judges.
Okay. Oh, maybe
eventual.
That's a great idea.
Yes,
we'll
ask
yeah,
Gary
we'll do
to
that.
Judge the whole
okay, so Foff... So Rich Mills, Foff 49.
God, until today, John.
He was amongst the front runners,
isn't
he?
He's made it through this round.
Oh.
But let's just say... Shantae, you stay... You don't watch Drag Race.
No.
Okay. But
he's teetering.
Know, teetering. Any more long memorial passages to Lloyd Griffith?
And you'll be out on your ear. 448. Chris Q. He was a Notts County fan, but not the one who tried to
not
wind us up.
Okay. And what did he? What,
not heard
what,
from him in a while though. So I think
while.
He's out.
Q. Out the door.
Back of the queue.
Back of the queue. Out. Are you writing this down, John? I knew you wouldn't be. I mean, you can just listen back to it.
Well, I've got to edit it, haven't I?
It's admin, John.
Right, okay, so okay. Foff.
God, I'll tell you what, 50's quite a lot.
Down.
I forgot
it's,
we had 50.
I know. Bloody hell.
This
right.
could take ages.
Foff 47, Andy Charles.
In.
In? Okay, I'm just writing down the ones who are out. Foff 48, Chris Q. Okay. Foff 46, Charlie Hewings. He was, look at my dad's training top at Ashton Gate.
Oh, yeah, wait, we've met him. So
and I met him at Solihull.
There we are.
He
stayed in.
Charlie Hewings is in.
I tell you, I will say, though, that the Foffs who are staying in do need to send us a letter here and there.
Yeah,
they can't just, if we don't hear from you, you don't know when the next round will be, John.
It'll
be when we feel like it. And they need to write to us by then. So, you know, got till then, whenever that may be.
Pete Waitley.
Yes. Come on, John.
I
Come
think
on,
Pete's
John.
Out.
No, is he? But well, but has Pete written to us recently? No.
No.
Pete, you're out.
Out. 444, Michael Ashley. Good name. Solihull Moors fan.
Massive mug. I was going for Sports Direct joke. I was doing a sports. Solihull Moors fan.
But when was the last time we heard from him?
Exactly.
He's out.
Out. You can't just sit on rest on your Foff number.
443, Gary Head, Marathon
Foff. By the way, when you're out, you're not out of being a Foff. You're
out of
the
Foff Games.
You're out of the Foff Games.
And out of Foff
it's
of the
it's
year.
Brutal. I know it feels brutal. Have you seen Squid Game?
Yeah.
It's brutal.
443, Gary Head, Marathon Foff.
Gaz Head. Gaz Head is in all day long.
442, Daisy Seller, a.k.a. Elton Jean. In. 441, Graham Cousins.
Graham always writes
while,
to us.
Been a while, Graham.
No, he writes to us, though, doesn't he? And we like doing his voice, so he's in.
Okay, he's in. 440, James Thorndike.
It's basically, if I can remember, a letter from the people.
440, James Thorndike.
I don't think we've heard from him recently.
Time.
You're out, James.
James is out. 439, David Gladys
this
Gladman.
Is long, isn't it? Oh,
it's really
in.
Long.
Glad Gladys is in. Come on, okay. John. Get on with it.
438, Clive Hayward.
In.
In. 437, Stephen Baker, Hales Owen Town correspondent. Out.
Out.
Not been too. It's been too long, Stephen, I'm afraid.
436,
Ian Churchwood.
Out.
I think he's out, yeah.
You're out,
he's,
Ian. Sorry,
he's,
Ian.
He's
Maybe
out.
Next year.
435, Rich Mills.
We've had him twice, haven't we? No.
He's got two Foff numbers.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
This Rich Mills is out.
Why didn't you say anything? I've given him two Foff numbers.
Right, did he change his Foff number? Was that Rich?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, the admin on this. So it's Rich in or out? He's half in, half out. He's got two numbers.
I'm going to put a question mark.
This is unbelievable.
434 Kelvin Applin.
My sister-in-law will be pulling her hair out.
434 Kelvin Applin.
In.
In. 433 Mark Ridley. In.
Newton.
Always
Newton's
writes.
Always writes. Great, a great Foff.
32 The Yorkshire Gulls.
Yorkshire Gulls. Have we heard from them?
Been a long time.
Been a long time.
Out.
Out.
Foff 31, Dave Tame.
Dave and Tame. He writes now and again. Yes, of course he does. Yes, he's nice
in.
Guy.
Foff 30, in. Tom Kelly. I saw Tom at Heavington, Waterlooville. Had a nice chat with Tom. He's in.
And the name of one of my favourite all-time players. So
yeah.
Definitely
Foff
in.
Foff 29, Les Brooking. Lay Brooking.
Lay Brooking's in.
Foff 28, Sam Roger. You'd think he was an Everfleet fan.
You're out.
He's gone. Foff 27, Tibbs Ashton.
In.
In.
Right. Very, very good. And, but lives in Northern Ireland as well.
On the Twitters.
Has been missing the games, which is a big shame. Write us a letter, Tibbs. Tell us how it's feeling.
Foff 26, Joe Holden. In.
In. Texas, yeah.
Tex. Foff 25, Sam Drouiff. In.
He's a West Ham fan, John.
I think he's in for now.
Let's find out after. See what people think.
Okay. Mark Hepworth, Foff 24.
In. The you mean the
he's always
the manager of Glapstone Gladiators. You know, great big man. We can't get rid of a big manager like that, John.
The next one, Foff 23, homeless man from Edinburgh.
Afraid to say he's out, John.
Is he out?
We've not heard from him for a long time.
He's going to be absolutely gutted. Okay, homeless man's gone. Foff 22, Harry Salvage.
Harry Salvage. I haven't had a letter from Harry for a while,
it's
have
been
we?
Been a while, but he tweets.
You're out, Harry.
Harry's out.
Sorry, Harry.
Bloody hell. Brutal. Foff 21, Rachel Malik. In.
In.
Foff 20. Well,
has Rachel written to us recently?
No, she's always on the tweets.
She's always on the tweets. Yeah, she's always a big Aston Villa fan.
Chris Lintott.
Chris Lintott. Well, Chris has been on. He's another, like a Nigel Adley, but he's not written to us recently, is he, about anything? Not. There's no definite listening going on. Stop looking at the stars, Chris. Get
focus
back on
the
Natobs pod.
So is that a warning to Chris or is he out?
He's out.
Okay, he's out.
Furious he's missed out on the Games Master job.
Foff 19, Matthew Porterfolds.
Nah, out.
Foff 18, John Greenwood. I think he saved
in.
Himself
he's
with that
in,
letter.
He's
yeah.
In with that letter.
Foff 17, Lewis Glasson. Out.
Glass out.
Glass out. Foff 16, Malcolm Pearson. Out. Never writes. Foff 15, Liam Connolly sent us a picture
in.
Of Rodney Jack.
Lovely,
he's in.
Lovely stuff. Thank
Foff
you, Liam.
Foff 14, Jane Kelly. In.
In.
Foff 13, Steve Thomas. I think
I haven't
out.
Heard from you for a while, Steve.
Been too long.
If you're listening, that's it. You're out. Maybe next year.
Foff 12, Lee Pettifer. Out.
Out.
Foff 11, Lee Cloak. In.
Is a lot of early adopters going
there
here, John.
We
there we are. Lee Cloak.
He's
the
invisibility
pulled
cloak.
It back. But we don't know how long he's been here.
Foff 10, Nick Garley.
Young man, you're too good. Where are you, Nick Garley?
I think it's brutal. You're gone, Nick.
You're
sorry.
Gone, Nick. Well, it's such a shame. You used to be so strong.
If we'd have done this a couple of years ago,
wow,
you'd have been shoo-in.
Definite Foff of the year.
Foff 9, Peter Stringer. Out.
Out.
Foff 8, Matty Haywards.
In.
In. Foff 7, Earl Cruden. Out. This is all the early ones. Foff 6, Steve Smith. Out.
Out.
Foff 5, Phil Overson.
Out.
Is he a real person?
Well, don't laugh at them, John.
For four, Pete Garley. Both Garleys gone.
Both Garleys gone. Just don't get in touch with us
both
anymore.
Garleys
too
out.
Involved in the cobblers.
For three, Ted Woodley gone. He wasn't a real person anyway.
Oh.
He just used to write in and annoy me. For two, Rob Walker gone.
Rob Walker. And for
one, Marcus Arscott gone.
Gone. Is Marcus gone, is he?
Yeah.
Wowee.
Brutal.
With the music, though, John.
Look at that list.
Amazing. Brutal.
Night
that's all the people
knives.
Gone. How many have gone, John? That's
one,
quite a
two,
lot.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26.
26 gone.
Half,
nearly half.
Half
just
the
gone.
Foffs eliminated.
Now, it feels brutal, but it is a brutal game. If you want to be Foff of the Year, you've got to up your game. Show us you're still listening. Send us some entertaining content. So it's not just us waffling on about John Pienaar. That'd be marvellous. So, John, Dover at home this Saturday.
17-0. Should
won't,
be.
Well, it's absolutely classic that it might not be. But let's hope we beat Dover.
Yeah.
That'd be good. And then we've got Barnet, Aldershot, and someone hard, Halifax.
Yes.
Look, who knows? Let's hope we get 9 points at least this month if you're a Talking United fan. But if you're just any National League fan, enjoy your football. On the ice to you.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.